Exercise change.
You know, a lot of people sort of drift into things, and because they don't have a clear focus, they kind of just end up drifting out of it in a way. So, in your opinion, how important is it to be clear about what you want to achieve or the direction you want to head in before you actually get started?
I think it's very important, but you've got to be prepared to change it. If you find out it's not going to be achievable in that time frame, then you can reassess the situation and perhaps lower it slightly, or if you've done really well, then increase it, you know. So if you're going to do something like the City to Surf Walk or something like that, and you find you can't do it, then do it in a relay or with a group of people, or if you, you know, if you find you've done really well, then you can jog it or run it. So I think it's got to be flexible, and you've got to reevaluate it depending how your training goes. I don't think it'll be set in stone, these goals. And I don't think you've got to beat yourself up if you don't make it. You just have to change it slightly.
I'm picking up just from your answers here and previously that small steps, you're saying, is a really big part of all of this.
It is for, say, especially older people who've never done sport before or activity before who are trying to get into it. So they've gone through life very nicely, thank you very much, and then perhaps have a medical condition that needs to be addressed in their 30s or their 40s. And they can't look back on what they did in their youth. They weren't necessarily sporty. And so they've got no background history of what activity is all about. And so they need that guide from really slow steps early on what to expect and how to progress it gradually. I mean, a lot of other people who might start at that level have got a previous history of some sport, have got some idea of what they used to be able to do. And it's just, you know, in your 30s or 40s, it's just so hard to start from scratch. You know, really hard.
So it's no wonder people, you know, start, even for say like a moderate jog or a moderate bike ride, next day they're stiff as a board and they pack it in. So really start very slow. And I guess we're influenced by all kinds of things we see on TV. You know, we see sort of weight loss reality shows and everything like that. And we often think that 100% is the only way to go. But what I'm hearing you saying is absolutely go the other way when you're starting, especially if you don't have any experience.
Well, the body's got to have time to adapt, and so you've got to give it that chance. And rather that than shock it the other way and then you don't do it anymore. So, you know, I say that the people we can see at the hospital, you just to walk 100 metres is an achievable goal. But it's hard for them. You know, so you've got to set the right standard for all sorts of people, really.
So something that's relative to you and your current condition, not what you see others doing.
Absolutely not. And you've got to point that out to people. I mean, if you see an Olympic athlete, you know, like Sebastian Coe or one of the marathon runners, and you lift their leg up, it's as light as a feather. And then you'll get, you know, a huge guy trying to do a marathon, whatever, and they break down with injury. You're not surprised. I mean, they're just not built to do it. And so, you know, you can't just take what you see. You've got to have that experience behind. You know, people I see running in the streets, I think, oh, they should be on a bike. You know, they shouldn't be pounding the joints like that. They need that advice, but they just go out and try and do it themselves. Yeah, and everybody is different, and that's where you get the selectivity of sport. Because your body is more adaptable to that. So if your body is more attuned to that kind of activity, you'll get success from it. So you'll continue it. If your body isn't attuned to that, then you won't get success, and then you'll try a different sport. So that's why you get the different body types doing the different sports. Because you'll get the success.
Great. That's really good advice there. I think the starting slow thing is something that people need to hear over and over and over again, especially if they're starting out.
And regular. It's got to fit into their day-to-day program without them thinking about it.
So coming into it, gets back into the make it a lifestyle change rather than just a one-month, two-month goal.
Well, it's like, you know, what I do. I bike to work every day. It's done. You know, it's every single day, and that baseline fitness just stays there. So if you do something on top of it, you can cope with it. But if you don't do it every day, as part of your own routine, then you start having to look for things to go and do, and it becomes irregular, and then you get, you know, other excuses, oh, I'm doing this that night or whatever, and it falls by the wayside very quickly.